Back to your call shortly, 1300 736 736. A few things to get to yet. Port Adelaide and the Bulldogs tonight. Big game tonight. Huge games coming up back to back to back over the course of the week. The Adelaide Crows game against Melbourne on Wednesday night is massive as well. The Adelaide Crows, I mean, what happens if Melbourne lose? Gary Lyon saying today that he doesn't think that Simon Goodwin will get sacked. So Simon Goodwin's going to be there until the end of 2022 because that's when his contract ends. So he's there for the rest of this year, next year, and 2022 as well. So that, Gary Lyon says, won't change. So they have to try and work something out in the near future, Melbourne, especially if they get beaten by the Adelaide Crows. But if the Adelaide Crows don't beat Melbourne at the Adelaide Oval this Wednesday night, they are a chance to not win a game for the entire season, not just win their first ever wooden spoon as a club. We'll talk about the Crows. We haven't mentioned them much yet, and Matthew Nix's coaching, which Kane Corns had a good whack at yesterday. The Crows have already lost to the three other teams that have been 17th, second last on the ladder. They lost to Sydney in round one. They lost to Fremantle, who was 17th before last night's win. And the Crows were smashed by a 17th place North Melbourne on the weekend, absolutely demolished by them. They've got the 15th placed Melbourne this Wednesday at the Adelaide Oval. After that, the teams they've got left, Adelaide, Collingwood, Bulldogs at Metricon, Richmond, they're not going to beat Richmond, Geelong, can't see them beating Geelong. Then they've got Carlton and the Giants and Hawthorn, Adelaide. That's what they've got left. Fitzroy in 1964 was the last team to go through a season winless. It's never happened in the AFL. Sam Edmonds, good enough to join me. We'll take your calls very shortly. 1300 736 736. SEN Chief Reporter for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. IllusionFires.com. Welcome to you, Sam.
Dwayne, good to be with you. Thanks for having me. How's that voice box of yours holding up? I mean, daily Dwayne's World, the game's coming thick and fast. What's the secret? You got a good lemon tea down there or what?
Can't get enough footy, Sam. I love the footy. I don't talk to anybody after 3 o'clock. So when my family come up for a hug, I write things on pieces of paper. Got to save it for the footy, Sam. Loving the footy too much.
Well, unfortunately for Mitch Clear, he loves the footy too, doesn't he? But he's having to put his feet up at the moment, of course. Much to be discussed about Mitch Cleary, who was stood down indefinitely by the AFL. Dwayne, of course, he works for AFL Media. He was stood down for, well, being, I won't say the first because he wasn't, but one of the initial reporters to identify Brooke Cotchin, of course, the partner of Richmond skipper Trent, as the woman who attended that day spa and was the subject of the hub breach for Richmond and the $25,000 fine. Plenty happening here and talks ongoing with it. Before we get into this, Dwayne, Damien Hardwick, the Richmond coach, he spoke today, of course, on a number of issues, but it was put to him the events of the last 24 hours and the knowledge that Mitch Cleary had been stood down.
Was there any understanding or agreement that Brooke wouldn't be identified or...?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure from that point of view. I think from the reality is we probably all know how the industry works.
I guess, did the club or do you know if the club had a chat with the AFL about their journalist Mitch Cleary posting the Instagram story?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I just concentrate on the performance side of things here. As far as I know, I just worry about what I can control on the field, and I'll let the people deal with the off-field matters.
So Damien Hardwick there, Dwayne. The key question is, is Mitch Cleary an employee or a journalist? So clearly Mitch and his colleagues in there who have fought so hard for independence thought they were the former, and they operated as such, didn't they? I mean, you've only got to read Damien Barrett's opinion pieces and commentary to see he doesn't do any back-scratching when it comes to the AFL. But the league have classified Mitch Cleary as an employee, Dwayne. And an employee, it must be said, at a highly stressful, concerning time for the league with the season obviously on a knife edge and with the task of keeping everyone happy, the players, the state governments, and all stakeholders. So don't underestimate the level of club angst and player angst over Brooke Cotchin being named in this.
So does he get his pen back Friday? How long does he get stood down for?
He hasn't been told, Dwayne, is my understanding. The talks are ongoing today between he and the people that are looking after him. There's some unions involved, human resources. So I would not have a clue. He was suspended or stood down indefinitely. So no finish line or date on that, of course. But the funny thing is, of course, is that Brooke Cotchin was named on Thursday by Caroline Wilson. But the AFL said in their mind that didn't really get any traction until Mitch tweeted her name on the Friday with the Instagram screenshot of Brooke's day spa visit, which prompted all the plethora of online and digital stories hitting the internet. So they view Mitch's work as the icebreaker. And the way I understand it, the club, Richmond, and the AFL had an understanding that she wouldn't be named, despite Brooke obviously herself putting it in the public domain. And that seemingly never made its way to Mitch's desk, who, as I say, was stood down on Friday night for doing exactly that.
Okay, watch this space with Mitch Cleary and that little story, which has gained a lot of traction on Twitter, I've noticed. There's been a bit of talk about who the number one ruckman in the comp is right now, whether it's Todd Goldstein because he wins his own clearances, Nick Natanui because he's palm work is exceptional, like we've never seen before, whether it's Max Gawn or whether it's Paddy Ryder. Max Gawn's got an injury issue, though. His All-Australian ruck chances will take a whack if he doesn't play a game or two.
That they will, Dwayne. He's the Melbourne captain, of course. He's in doubt for Wednesday night's meeting with Adelaide. Now, he's having scans today up there in Queensland on what's been described to me as a soft tissue strain. It's not a hammy strain, but that rules out one part of the body, but certainly a soft tissue concern. So the Demons, for their part, are really confident or hopeful that he can still take his place in the side against the Crows at the Adelaide Oval, and this scan is merely precautionary. But sources have said the ruckman could miss, at worst, multiple weeks, Dwayne. So at this point, though, the club preparing for him to play. The Dees will fly to Adelaide on the day of the game, Wednesday morning, and they will stay there until playing North Melbourne at the same venue on August 9. So you're right, though. Gawn's been one of the few shining lights in another under siege season for the Dees, isn't it? So 3-5, and they want to avoid losing their third in a row, wouldn't they? So a couple of easier games coming up on paper. They really need to win both of those, and I would have thought Max is essential for that.
Yeah, well, the Crows need to win one at some stage too, so this Wednesday night might be their best chance of actually winning one now, especially if they don't have Max Gawn. How are the Crows going in your eyes, Sam?
Oh, look, they were better 2 weeks ago, weren't they? No good last week, and I think they've been in a world of hurt, haven't they? And Matty Nix, Bryce Gibbs didn't really click, did he, when he came back into the side, Dwayne? So they gave him another chance, and it hasn't quite worked out for him. But they might get Tex Walker back, which I think they would welcome. I think they were much better when they got back on the Adelaide Oval, weren't they?
So he's spoken today, Matthew Nix, has he? Has he responded to the talk about his water bottle demonstration?
He has. Let's have a listen to Matthew Nix on exactly that, Dwayne.
It was a simple demonstration of what we weren't doing. There were some bananas and some water bottles there, so we used it as a... And really, it was a basic instruction. You know, we're doing a lot of our work at the moment in front of cameras. We're not hiding from small things that we're working on. It was one of those where we just slid a few bottles around and a few bananas, and we used those as players. And it was just a demonstration to our group about, look, if we can't get the basics right, then you're going to really struggle to compete at this level.
So, Dwayne, what do you think of this? Some people have laughed at it. Others have said it's demeaning for the players. Yep. What was your read on it?
Well, I could play my commentary on it because when it was put on Fox, I was actually commenting on it at the time live. So it was like broadcasting a game, broadcasting what he was doing. I thought it was okay. But yeah, we'll play Kane Corns' thoughts on it before we let you go, Sam. Here's Kane Corns, his assessment of Matthew Nix, the water bottle demonstration.
I thought it was quite demeaning for the players, but I don't begrudge Matthew Nix for doing it. But just to have them sitting there like they're in a kindergarten explaining their game style with drink bottles when every other coach and every other team is using vision and iPads and up with modern coaching, and there's Matthew Nix using drink bottles. So the question will remain, and you know, there's a long way to go before we judge Matthew Nix as a coach. Does he have the hard edge that the great coaches have had? All great coaches, and I know it's a new era, and it's a new millennials and all of that, and there's different ways of giving feedback. But all great coaches, I think, have had somewhat of a hard edge. I'm not sure Matthew Nix has it. And it's pretty ugly at Adelaide right now.
So my thoughts are, Sam, when you can't win a game, whatever you do gets analysed and scrutinised like this. And I didn't mind it too much at the time. I would like to know what the banana represented. There were Gatorade bottles and a banana.
Well, you need an opposition, Dwayne, don't you? Well, you need an opposition for the Gatorade bottles and the bananas. Well, they had a good structure about them, the bananas, for mine, Dwayne. But, oh, look, whatever works, isn't it? I mean, just whatever gets the message through, obviously halfway through a game is fine, isn't it? I mean, the players aren't that sensitive, are they?
No, the moment the banana was where they were slipping up.
Exactly.
That's why I put it there.
Exactly.
Hey, great to have you.
Before I let you go, just quickly, Dwayne, the NAB League, though, we just need that. The AFL are going to make an announcement on this in the coming days. Staring down the barrel, unfortunately, in Victoria being cancelled after this state of disaster was declared in this state, obviously. So they were due to start on August 22, six-week abbreviated format. That clearly won't be happening now. So the AFL saying they're working on the contingency plans. But you'd have to say, speaking to people in and around this competition, it's almost certainly will not go ahead now, which is a great shame, isn't it? There might be a bit of a sprinkling. Vic Metro, Vic Country game has been talked about as well, and maybe some of the best kids facing off in South Australia and Western Australia, albeit leagues are underway in those states as well. But it's a shame for the NAB League, and the recruiters are really going to have to get to work on some retrospective stuff now.
Yeah, I hope they do get a chance post the Year 12 exams to maybe get a group of games together, maybe delay the draft and get an opportunity to see the kids in November, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, isn't it? Because if everything goes well, we come out of this restriction phase mid-September, it probably only leaves 6 weeks at maximum to get something done. There'd have to be some training before that too, of course, and they're mindful of the exams and everything that are due to start in Victoria on November 9 as well.
Yeah, but what have we got? 3 weeks of under 18 football to watch after our grand final, after the AFL grand final. I'd think that would be fun if we could. But we'll have to watch this space. Great to have you, Sam. Sam Ebbin for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. We'll have a chat to Sam again tomorrow. A break. You at Dwayne's Ball.